Okay, Clever, what I want to do tonight is two topics. I want to do a lot because, as Atara said, we're finishing Choref Sman now. And, like, we want to begin Kayet Sman with some new sugyas. So let's just talk about, the Mishnah says that if a person intends, Niskaven Lichtov Ches, and you end up writing two Zions, so the halacha is potter. That's not considered ksav, that you're not going to be chayiv in that situation. Tosfos is bothered by a question. Who wants to summarize Tosfos' question for me? Top Tosfos, Kufdal on the days. Everyone seems to be having so much fun, but I have no idea why you're having fun. What says this is Kasha, Chevra?
My ere, Chet, and then you write two Zions, even if you want to write. It's like you have to come on to write one Zion and you write two.
Correct. Tosfos asks a Kasha. I'm getting a little choked up. Tosfos asks a Kasha that, how come if you intend to write a Ches and you write two Zions, you're putter? Even if you intend to write one Zion and you write two Zions, you should be putter, because it's no different than someone who intends to throw two Amos and ends up throwing four Amos, that the halacha is that you are putter. That's Tosfos' kasha. If you end up doing more than what you intend, you are putter. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos basically gives some sort of answer that's a little bit hard to understand. Anyone want to explain Tosfos's answer?
I just have a question.
Sure.
Like, let's say you're like writing a chet, and then you by mistake write two signs. I feel like that's a lot more, like, that could be more shachiach, right? Because it's like...
Because you're just missing the chato teres, yeah.
Yeah, versus like writing one sign, whoops, I wrote two signs. It's not that crazy.
I mean, again, it could. The point is that it could happen that you're planning on writing one Zion, and like you're doodling a little bit, and you end up writing two. That's Tosfos's question. Again, you're asking, like, how could it happen? I think the answer is it happened.
No, but as in, like, Tosfos, like, why is it more like why is this case different?
But the point that Tosfos is making is that, if we're saying a yesod that when you write more than you intended, you're putter, so you don't have to say that yesod. First of all, we know that already. We know that from the malacha of hotza'a / zoreik. Right? And you don't have to come onto this razzle-dazzle idea about a ches and two zayins or whatever. You could just say it in a much more simple way. I think that's what Tosfos is getting at. So Tosfos answers, Adina?
He says something about if it needs, the letters are supposed to have crowns. And you, so if you have a chet and you're supposed to, and you've been already two Zions, the reason that you're a putter is specifically because the Zion needs crowns and the letters are complete because they don't have them.
Right.
But so, if you write in, like, I don't know, two.
So Tosfos is basically quoting the Gemara later on, that the Gemara says that if I intend to write a ches and I write two Zions, I'm putter, because the two Zion, each Zion needs the crowns on it. And if I write a Zion without a crown, apparently I'm going to not have the Tzures HaOs, and therefore I am putter. But in a situation that, for whatever the reason, the Zion does not need a crown, so then you're going to be chayiv if you intend to write a ches and you write two Zions. If, for whatever the reason, like, for example, in Gittin, when you write a get, so the Zion, we don't write Tagin in a get. We only write Tagin in the Sefer Torah. So in the get, if you're intending to write a Ches, and you write two Zions, and you're doing it on Shabbos, so then in that situation, you would be Chayiv, and the Chiddush is that you're Chayiv when you intend to write a Ches, and you write two Zions. But the basic gist of Tosfos, though, is Tosfos is saying that we're talking about a case when a person intends to, we're talking about a case when a person needs to write two osios, and because you need to write any two osios, so therefore, The chiddush is that when you intend to write a ches and you write two zayins, you're going to be pater, even though you need to write two osios. Let's say, for example, you're writing an essay, and you have to have a minimum number of letters in your essay. You know, like word count, right? You did this in high school, no? Like, you have to get it up to like 500 words, and like, you decide to write the word very 16 times in one sentence in order to be mashed in the number of words. Hey, we've all done this. So let's assume that you need to write a certain number of letters. So you need two more letters. And in that situation, any two letters would suffice. But if your kavona is to write a ches and you end up with two zayins, so then you're going to be putter, providing that the two zayins need tagen. That's basically the way Tosis learns our Gemara. Okay. Hello, Sophia.
Hi. Okay, so then, like, let's say, if it's true that we have a klal that if you intend something and you end up doing more than it, then you're pater, so how does that make sense with this chet? Is he saying that chet's a yotzi dofen, that you have something to klal?
So chet is a yotzi dofen in the sense that every ches is really comprised of two zayins anyway. So when I intend to write a ches, I intend to write two zayins. Okay, now, the reason I want to do this Tosis is, besides the fact that it's here, but the Rosh Hash has an interesting question. The Rosh Hash asks, he says, if I intend to throw something for four amos, if I intend to throw something for two amos, and I end up throwing four amos, so I understand why you're going to be potter. Because two amos is not a din of chutzah at all. However, we could say that when I intend to write one os, and I write two osios, so my kavona is to do an iser, and perhaps because my kavona is to do an iser, that's why you should be chayiv when you write two. Again, Tosis asks a question, why do you have to say that when you intend to write a ches and you write two zayins that you're going to be putter? Even if you intend to write one Zion and you write two Zions, you're putter. It's the same type of thing Tosis asks as when you intend to throw two Amos and you end up throwing four Amos. So Tosis is equating Hotza'a, Zrika, with Ksiva. And just like by Zrika / Hotza'a, if you do more than you intended, you're putter. So also by Ksiva, if I do more than I intend, I should also be potter. That's Tosis's question. So Rosh Hash says, Lo karav ze el ze. There's no comparison at all. Because by Hotza'a / Zrika, if I intend to do two amos, that's nothing. But by Ksiva, if I intend to write one letter, that's a very bad thing. That's called Chatzishir Asur Men HaTorah. So one could argue, says the Rosh Hash, that there is no comparison at all between the two cases. And the Rosh Hash phrases it like, if I would not be as scared, I'd say this idea, which is basically the way you're saying, I'm saying this idea, and I'm just like hedging my bets. Right? That's the Rosh Hash's comment. Now, the comment that the Rosh Hash is getting at is touching on the fundamental yesod in the Masechta, which is the difference between the Chatzi Shir and the Chatzi Malacha. Sometimes, if I do part of a malacha, it's going to be chatzi shir, which is asur min ha-torah. And sometimes, part of the malacha is nothing. By hotza'a, for example, you need an akira and a hanocha. You have to pick up the item, and you have to put it down. I need an akira, let's say, from Rishos HaYachid, hanocha in a Rishos HaRabim. Then I'm chayiv. If I just have an akira without a hanocha, that's not even an Issa Drabanan. Because akira without hanocha is not called Hotza'a Kihuzeh. Similarly, the Rosh Hash is assuming, and this is actually Mavuar in the Rishonim, the Mi'iri on the first daf in the Masechta has this idea, that Hotza'a of two amos is not considered Hotza'a Kihuzeh. The shear of four amos is the Gemara has an expression that Makomo shel Chayfetz, and Makomo shel Adam is Dalar Amos. Just like there's a din of Hotza'a from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, it's considered two separate areas, so also every item has four amos as its marked off area. If I go from this area four amos more, that's going from one space to another space, one domain to another domain. However, if I intend to go two amos, that is not a malacha of hotza'a klal v'ikar. It's not hotza'a at all, because that's a chatzi malacha. It's not a chatzi shir. The Rashash is assuming that writing one letter is a chatzi shir, but carrying two amos is chatzi malacha, not chatzi shir. Therefore, the Rashash asks his kasha that lo kariav ze oze. Good? It seems to me, though, that Tosis is not bothered by the Rashash's point, or Tosis was not sensitive to Rashash's point, or Tosis deliberately can't say what the Rashash is trying to say. And the reason for that is I sent you to a Tosis on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, no? The Mishnah lists off. By the way, for the Yiddish scholars among us, to say list off in Yiddish, we'd say Rechens Eis. Okay? Got that? So the Mishnah reckons ice the 39 malachos. You have to write it down. It might get you an extra half a point on the final. Right?
Wow, but, you've gone down.
Oh, it used to be one?
1 point.
Chatzi
shir.
Chatzi shir. Or chatzi malacha. Right? But the Mishnah lists the 39 malachos, and Tosis is bothered. How come by some of the malachos we mention a shir? By other malachos, we don't. We say, for example, in the Mishnah, Hatofer Shtei Tfiros. Right? We say that if you make two stitches, then you're going to be Chayiv. By other malachos, we don't tell you the Shir. So Tosis is bothered. How come by some malachos, we say the Shir, by others, you don't? Sarach Lafarish, Lama Pirish Kan, Uba Oreg, Uba Tofe, Uba Potseo, Uba Tofe, Uba Kosev, Shir, Tfeimim B'Sha'ar. Tosis on Ayin Gimel asks the Kasha, how come by some malachos the Mishnah mentions the Shi'ur, by other malachos it doesn't? So comes along the Sefer Magen Avos. The Magen Avos is...
We got this in Camp Stone. It's the Sefer on Minhagim in Provence.
Different Magen Avos, but yes. The Magen Avos is the... Sefer to defend the Minhagim in Provence that the Meiri basically wrote, because Meiri came from Provence and Provence is awesome.
Right,
so that's one Sefer Magen Avos. There's another Sefer Magen Avos written by Reb Mordechai Benet on the Lamates Malachos Shabbos. Benet, like you know the guy who didn't get into Knesset. Right? So, whatever. There's a whole tragedy that religious Zionism is now dead, but that's a different story. But, the Magen Avos has the following suggestion. He says, you know what? Maybe by those malachos where the Mishnah tells me the Shiur, the Mishnah says, Tofer Shtei Tfiros. What that would mean is if I'm tofer one stitch, that is not called tofer at all. Because the malach of tofer involves some sort of chibur, let's say, and one stitch is not considered like it's attached klal v'ikar, because if you just have one stitch, it's going to come apart in a second. By the way, shtei tfiros is probably in and out, is shtei tfiros. It's not in, out, in, out. No? So one tefira is mamish garnished. It doesn't do anything, right? You just put the needle through. Nothing is attached at all. If you go in, out, so then there is some sort of chibur. It could be that the malachos that mention the shir, the idea is that pachos mikashir is nothing. Sometimes we have these ideas. Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Lefrach, used to comment that the shir of Shtei Sairos, in order to become a gadol or a gadola, you need Shtei Sairos, right? That doesn't mean that if you have one Seir, you're half of a gadol. You're half of a gadola. It doesn't work like that, no? It's a threshold. Shtei Sairos is the definition of godless. Similarly, we could say that shtei tfiros is the definition of tofer, and shtei osios is the definition of kosev. By all these things, we could say that pachos mi shtei osios, it's not called the malach of kosev at all. If that's the case, so then the Rashash's question is not a good question. Because the Rashash is asking, how can you compare carrying two amos to writing one letter? Writing one letter is chatzi shir. Carrying two amos is nothing. It's what we would call a chatzi malacha. So I would answer that no, if Rav Mordechai ben Ned is correct, so then maybe the idea is that one os is also not a chatzi shir. It's also a chatzi malacha. That's the point I was trying to develop based on this Tosfos. Again, there's more to say, but I think we have the basic gist. It's okay, Elisheva? Excellent. Let's go on to the sugya Ksav Gabi Ksav. Ksav Gabi Ksav is like a really interesting sugya. There are three gemaras that you have to know for Ksav Gabi Ksav. There's Shabbos Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Right, the Mishnah says that Kos Ksav Gabi Ksav is not going to be Chayiv on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, you're Pater. Says the Gemara, when I say that you're Pater, that is only according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're Chayiv on Shabbos if you write on top of pre-existing writing. That's what our Gemara says. And the proof is, right, the Gemara has like this weird braisa, so that somebody's intending to write the name Yehuda. Yehuda spelled Yud, He, Vav, Dalet, He. And somehow you skip the letter Dalet, so you end up with Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. So the Gemara says you're supposed to write Shem Hashem, and you intend to write Yehuda, and you skip the Dalet. So can you trace over the letters that you wrote and now make it Lashma? Shem Hashem has to be written Lashma. Can I trace over the letters to make it Lashma? So Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says, you can. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ksav Agabe Ksav is writing. But the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that Ksav Agabe Ksav is not writing. That halacha is by Ksiva of Shem Hashem. Our Gemara is saying that Hu Hadin by Ksiva on Shabbos, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I would be Chayiv if I write on top of pre-existing writing. Good? That's our Gemara. Let's go to Gittin Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. Gittin Daf Chaf Amar Aleph quotes the same Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And the Gemara discusses, what about the case when someone writes a get? A get has to be written l'shma also, right? When you write a get, the sofer says, I'm writing the get l'shma or l'shma or l'shem gerishin. That you have to write the get for the specific husband, the get for the specific wife, and you're writing it l'shem gerishin, not as like practice, but you're writing it for use as an for use as a device for divorce, right? That is l'shmo, l'shma, l'shem gerishin. Let's say you have a get that was not written l'shma. Can you trace over that get and now make it l'shma? So at first the Gemara thinks, Rav Chista in the Gemara actually thinks this way. Rav Chista says, oh yeah, it's the same machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The same machlokas like we have by the Shem Hashem, that if you trace it, it makes it l'shma. So that's exact same thing is true by a get. That's Rav Chista. But comes along with Acha Bar Yaakov. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, whoa, whoa, whoa. It don't work like that. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, maybe the Machlokas is only about Shem Hashem, based on a rule of Zekeli Va'anvehu. Right? Zekeli Vanvehu means usually hider mitzvah, no? But over here it means that when you write Shem Hashem, you have to do it in a nice, beautiful way. If it's not done nicely, it's not done beautifully, it's just like a traced Shem Hashem. So the Chachamim say that's puzzle. However, anywhere else, by a get, for example, if you write on top of pre-existing writing, so then it would be a good ksav. Ksav Elyon, right? The upper writing is going to be a good ksav by a get. That's what Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says. So now, this brings us to a problem. Tosus asks, one second, hold it. This is our Gemara is saying that Le'inyan Shabbos, Ksav Elyon, is Ksav according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov is correct, then the Ksav Elyon should be Ksav even according to the Chachamim. Right? Because Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov said that the Chachamim only say it's not Ksav by Shem Hashem because of Zekeh Liban Vehu. But anywhere else, it is Ksav. That's Tosus's question. So that's already a strong question, no? Did any of you get through Tosus's answer? Okay, take a look at the Tosus. Let's figure out what Tosus says. I know, I'm going quicker than usual.
Could you just chazer the question?
Yes. Gemara by us says that the upper writing, if I have pre-existing writing and then I trace it over, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be Kosev on Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, it's not Kosev on Shabbos. Frek Tosfos, how can you say that without any hesitation? When we know from Gittin Daf Chaf, that according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, even the Chachamim agree that by other dinim, the Ksav Elyon is Ksav. It's only not Ksav with respect to Shem Hashem. Because Shem Hashem requires Zekeh Livan Vehu. But by other dinim, it is Ksav. Right? That's Tosus's Kasha. Should we read it inside? Or... and we'll read the kasha inside, and then we'll do the answer. Vim Tomar. Latosis Amar Rav Chista Dulo Kreb Yehuda. Right, Rav Chista says that our Mishnah that says a ksav al gabe ksav is not chayiv on Shabbos is against the Tan Reb Yehuda, who says that the guy who's supposed to write Shem Hashem and intends to write Yehuda, etc., etc., etc. Right. By the way, Hungarians have like this weird minhag that they spell the name Yehuda Yud He Vav Dalet Aleph.
Really?
Yeah. The reason why they do that is because they're worried about this Gemara. They're worried that maybe you're going to end up writing Shem Hashem.
No way. That's so cool.
Like there's a tshuva sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Asud, no? The Yehuda Yala. Rabbi Yehuda Asud was like Rabina Hirsch's main opponent. Hence you never heard of him. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda Asud and his spell what's his name? Yud Hey Vav Dalet Aleph. Tosis, I'm Rav Chista, Dulok Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis says that our Gemara is against the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be Chayiv on Shabbos for Ksav Elyon. Vim Tomar, Tosis asks, Rav Achab Rabbi Yaakov, Deka Amar He, Deka Amar Rav Chista, Beperek Sheni De Gittin, Getcha Kasso Shalolishma, Behever olav komas lishma banu lemachlokas Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanon. Right, Rav Chista says in Gittin that if you have a get that is not lishma, and then you trace it with a quill and you make it lishma, so that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanon. And the machlokas is what we just said. D'tanya niskavin lichtov, you want to write Yehuda, etc. V'dachin Rav Acha bar Yaakov. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov there in the Gemara rejects Rav Chista's statement, Dilmalohi, ad kan lo ka'amri hasam gabe Torah, elamishum zekeli van vehu, ava gabe get modu. Right? In other words, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that the only time there's a machlokis between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is by Ksivas Sefer Torah, where there's a din of Zekeli, Ksivas Shem Hashem, where there's a din of Zekeli Van Behu, that you have to write the Shem in a beautiful way. So that's why the Chachamim say Ksav Elyon is not Ksav. But by Gittin, Ksav Elyon would be Ksav. Right? That's in that Gemara, on Daf Chaf. That by Gittin, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. So Tosis asks a question, one second. That means that according to the Chachamim, Ksav Elyon for sure is Ksav. Im kein masnisin dahacha kiman asya. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if I trace on top of letters, right? Ksav Elyon is Pater on Shabbos. Frektaisis, but according to Rev Achav Reb Yaakov, Ksav Elyon is Chayiv on Shabbos. Because the only time the Chachomim say you're Pater is by Shem Hashem, based on Zekeli Van Vehu. If not for that, you'd be Pater. So Tosis asks, who does our Mishnah go like? That's a strong kasha, no? Did any of you have a chance to do the Gemaras in Gittin, or?
Yeah. We did the Gemara in Gittin, but not this Tosfot yet.
You saw the earlier Gemara, the Gemara in Daf Yud
Tes?
No, okay.
The Gemara in Chav.
What? And we did the Rashba.
This is the Gemara in Daf Chav, right?
That's what
we So the Gemara in Daf Chav says that according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, by any halacha in the Torah besides Ksiv Hashem Hashem, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. So Tosis asks, so who is the author of our Mishnah that says that Ksav Elyon is Pater? So Tosis has a Yesod. Okay, before we have Tosis's Yesod, let's just talk about the way other Rishonim answer this Kasha. The Ritva comments that Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov never said anything. The Lashon of the Gemara there in Gittin, which Tosis actually quotes, is Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov disagrees with Rav Chista over there. Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov says, Dilma lohi. Dilma means Mujib yet, right? Perhaps. Hey, none of you ever spent time in Russia, apparently.
Right? I actually did this year.
But you still don't know what Mujib yet is. The Gemara says Dilma. What Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov is saying is maybe it's not true. But if I say Dilma, if I say maybe, that means even Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov is not convinced of his Yesod. And therefore, our Gemara doesn't see the need, this is one opinion in the Ritva, our Gemara doesn't see the need to deal with Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov's Shita because it's not a real Shita. It's a straw man. It's a Dilma. That's the Ritva's approach. The Ritva also suggests that the author of our Gemara is Rav Chista, no? Mantana. Look in the Gemara. Ksav al gabi ksav. Mantama amar Rav Chista delo ki Rav Yehuda. So our Gemara is just Rav Chista. Rav Chista is talking within the sheet of Rav Chista. Aye, how come we ignore Rav Achiv Rav Yaakov? Because Rav Chista ignored Rav Achiv Rav Yaakov. Right? These are like fairly simple approaches. But Tosis doesn't want to give something simple if I could give something lomdish. So Tosis says, it's like the opposite of Pascal's wager, no? So Tosis says that the pshat is that the only time when ksav al gabe ksav could be writing is when the upper writing improves on the bottom writing. If the bottom writing is shelo lishma, and the ksav elyon is lishma, so then in that situation there's an improvement. If there's an improvement, then I can have a discussion as to whether I'm chayiv or not. The only time, says Taisvis, when Reb Achiv Reb Yaakov said that everyone agrees Ksav Elyon is Ksav, that's when the Ksav Elyon improves on the Ksav Tachton. But when the Ksav Elyon does not improve on the Ksav Tachton, so Reb Achiv Bar Yaakov would not say that according to the Chachamim, Ksav Elyon is Ksav.
Doesn't the Rashba say something like this?
Yeah. The Rashba says something along these lines. The Ritva, one of his opinions, says something along these lines. But Tosis over here is saying very straightforward, or Tosis is saying that, again, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that everyone holds that Ksav Elyon is Ksav. And the only time there's a Machlokas is by Shem Hashem. But Tosis says, no, you're misunderstanding. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that everyone agrees that a Ksav Elyon, which improves on the Ksav Tachton, that Ksav Elyon is a Ksav. But if the Ksav Elyon does not improve on the Ksav Tachton, so then only according to Rabbi Yehuda is a Ksav. So what Tosis is suggesting is that our Gemara is even going according to Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. How come our Gemara says that it's only a Ksav according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says Ksav Elyon is fundamentally Ksav. And therefore for Rabbi Yehuda you're going to be Chayiv. But according to the Chachamim, you're Pater. However, in a situation that the Ksav Elyon improves on the Ksav Tachton, so then all would agree that the Ksav Elyon is Ksav. That is the Yesod of Tosis. Now, this sugya of Ksav Agabe Ksav, you know what, let's do one more shita, just to have fun. The Ramban. The Ramban there in Gittin on Dav Yud Tes. The good thing about the Ritva, or the good thing about the Ramban, depending on your perspective, is the Ritva is a Talmud of the Ramban. The Ritva tends to write things in a very clear way. The Ramban writes so concisely that it's hard to figure out what he says. So the Ramban over here gives the entire Ritva. The Ritva here is like 20 lines. The Ramban gives it like in 2 lines. And then the Ramban in 3 words adds a different pshat that the Ritva never said. So here's the Ramban's pshat. The Ramban says that perhaps Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that B'chol HaTorah Kula Ksav Elyon is Ksav. The only time, according to the Chachamim, that Ksav Elyon is not Ksav, is by Shem Hashem. But anywhere else, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. Zulas, with the exception of Shabbos. Shabbos, the rule of Malachas Machsheves is that it's got to be a really good Malacha, has to be done really well, and therefore, if you're just tracing, that is not Malachas Machsheves. But the Ramban is saying something that's really worth focusing on, from the Shabbos perspective. Again, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov tells me that according to the Chachamim, Ksav Elyon is Ksav throughout the Torah. Only by Shem Hashem, because of Zekeli Ba'anvehu, is Ksav Elyon not Ksav. That's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's statement. And the Ramban takes that statement at face value. But, says the Ramban, there's one exception. Ksiva on Shabbos isn't, you're not chayiv just by making letters for Ksiva on Shabbos. You have to do a good job of making letters. Alternatively, I could say, if it's a Ksav al Gabi Ksav, I'm not really making letters. I'm just tracing letters, no? My kids have a, when my kids were little, there's a book about Tommy Di Paola. He's like an artist. And in one of the books, Tommy Di Paola has the line where he says, real artists don't trace. Right? This kid wanted to be an artist, and he's like, tracing is not art, no? Copying something over, the Ramban says, that's not Ksav L'Inyan Shabbos. Because L'Inyan Shabbos, you require Malachas Machsheves, and it has to be a really good job. And if you're just tracing, that's not considered your own individual work. That's not a good job. You're not going to be chayiv on Shabbos for that. Despite the fact that according to the Chachamim, throughout Torah, Ksav Elyon is Ksav. That's the Ramban. It's nice. It's elegant. Oh. Now, let's just go back for a second, and we might have to continue this after Yontiv. But Reb Chaim has the following question on the sugya of Ksav Agabe Ksav. Remember, there's a machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says Ksav Agabe Ksav is really It's ksav. The Chachamim say, no, it's not. And then there's a discussion about when the Chachamim say, no, it's not, do they mean it's never ksav? That's Rav Chista's approach. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's approach is, no, the only with respect to Shem Hashem is ksav agabe ksav na ksav. Wonderful. But let's assume, how do you understand ksav agabe ksav? If you want to say it's ksav, either according to Rav Yehuda or according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, everywhere else besides Shem Hashem, what does it mean that it's ksav? Does it mean that the ksav elyon is what you did? Or does it mean that the ksav elyon is somehow being mitaken the ksav tachton? It's making the ksav tachton into a real writing. Is the ksav elyon writing on its own? Or is the ksav elyon not writing on its own, but the ksav elyon somehow fixes the ksav tachton? Let me give an example of this. There's a halacha by ksivas tefillin, right, or ksivas mezuzah. We'll use mezuzah because it's a more relevant example. So you write a mezuzah, so the din is you have to write a kesidron, right? You have to write Shema before Yisrael. If you write out of order, it's puzzle. That's the halacha of ksiva of a mezuzah and tefillin. Let's say I have a mezuzah that's written, and the mezuzah begins to fade. Am I allowed to take a quill and write over those letters that are beginning to fade? Is it a problem of writing shelo kesidron? Because I might be writing out of order, no? Especially not all the letters are beginning to fade in the same order. So I'm writing out of order. So shouldn't it be a problem of shelo kesidron? So you pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to do that. It's not a problem of shelo kesidron. What does that mean in terms of the Reb Chaim Chakira? Who wants to plug it in?
Passing that lot, you're allowed to?
You're allowed to write over on the mezuzah. You could write...
It's just fixing the existing writing.
It's fixing the existing writing, exactly. It's not a new, if it would be a new writing, so then it would be a problem of Shaloka syndrome. But it's not a new writing. It's being metakein the previously existing writing. Nachon? What about our Gemara? What does our Gemara sound like?
With get, it could be that it's like fixing, but
Argmar
seems like it's like new writing.
With get, it could be that you're fixing because it was written beforehand, and now I'm just infusing it with like some sort of lishma, right? But in our Gemara, I'm talking about writing on Shabbos, no? If I'm fixing the pre-existing writing was written 2 weeks ago on Tuesday, and now I'm coming to fix it. If it's just fixing. So then how could I possibly be chayiv on Shabbos? You can't entertain the idea that you're chayiv on Shabbos if it is metakein the ksav tachton. You can only entertain that idea if it is a new writing. The fact that our Gemara has this conversation would seem like it's a new writing, but then we have the contradiction to what it says in Hilchos, Tefillin, Mezuzah, etc. That's a problem.
Couldn't they have like Makab Patish? If you're just fixing one letter.
Oh, so that's interesting.
There's only one.
So that would be only one letter, and that we'll talk about that like in Yirtzeh Hashem after Yontiv, the Makab Patish with fixing one letter. Our Gemara sounds like we're talking about the real Malach of Koseid, not Ma'akev Patish. There was a case in Brisk, apparently. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein quoted the Rav as saying that once upon a time in Brisk, there was a get that was written Shelo Lishma. One second, let me say it properly. Once upon a time, there was a get that was written Lishma. The get was a kosher get. And some jokester came and wrote Shelo Lishma on the get, right? Traced it to Pasel, the get. So then the question came up to Reb Chaim, is there a way of fixing it?
Definitely not. Well, if you say it, just fix it.
It
was
not
metaking. So, can you write a third time to be metaking the get? Meaning, the get was kosher originally.
Why would you need a third time? If you're just saying it's just metaking it, then the second
won't
even count as its own writing.
Well, again, our Gemara speaks about the get is written shelo lishma, then you make it lishma. So the first question is, what would be in the reverse? The get is lishma, and then you make it shelo lishma.
How do you make it shelo lishma? I trace it,
and I say, I am hereby writing. Right, the get is written for yentl, and you trace it, and you say, I'm hereby writing the get for genendl.
If it's new writing, though, then it doesn't undo the first writing, which was lishma.
The first writing is lishma. So if it's new writing, it doesn't undo it. If it is somehow fixing the bottom writing, we could argue you could also mess up the bottom writing. Well, if you hold that the middle writing could mess up the bottom writing, could you then do a third writing to go back to the original writing to make the get kosher again? So you're fixing the mess up of writing number two.
But if writing two is enough to make it low lishma, then writing three should be enough to make it lishma,
no?
No. So that's what... So that would make some degree of sense. There was a Talmud Chacham Brisk who made that suggestion, who said, oh yeah, well, if there's any problem, if writing two messed up writing one, then writing three could mess up writing two and make the get kosher again, right? Meman of Shach. Either writing two can't mess it up, in which case, writing one was kosher and it remains kosher. Or if writing two messed it up, so writing three could fix writing two. Right? Make sense?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Reb Chaim felt that it doesn't work like that. Reb Chaim entertained an idea that we'll have to develop after Yontiv, that maybe writing two has the halacha of mochek. It has the halacha that it's erasing writing number one. And if that's the case, then perhaps writing three...
Writing three should be ksiva, no? Or writing three is now writing two.
So writing three is erasing writing two. So apparently Reb Chaim said that even if writing two and writing three is not considered writing, it could be it is... considered erasing, so you erased ksav number one. Once you erase ksav number one, you cannot make it lishma by writing on top of ksav that's not lishma.
Because the ksav is really just
there's no
ksav
theoretically. Like
nothing.
The second one is ksav, but it's lishma.
Remember,
Reb Yehuda holds that I write lishma on top of the shlo lishma, it makes it kosher. Let's add a nekuda. We don't paskin like Reb Yehuda.
So we hold that you cannot
fix the shame Hashem by writing on top of it. That's how we paskin. So what we're trying to figure out is two different issues that are worth thinking about. Issue number one is the ksav agabe ksav, is it metakin, that original writing, or is it a new writing? A related issue is when we say the ksav agabe ksav, let's assume it is writing. Does that mean it is both erasing and writing anew? Or is it just writing? Right, you could suggest that when you write on top of pre-existing writing, that is halachically erasing and then writing on top of it. Okay, I'm leaving you like on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
But I want to wish everyone a Chag Kasher Sameach, good Yantiv, and I really have to make this shuttle, or else I won't be able to sell chametz tonight.